Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I am excited to interview Dr. Mike Belkowski. He's the CEO and founder of BioLight, and he's also owner and physical therapist at Proactive Health. So welcome to the podcast, Mike.
Thanks for having me on, Dr. K.
Excellent. So I found you, I think, on Instagram somewhere. And this year, I've become more and more obsessed with biohacking and doing the things that we can do to fine tune our biology to give us optimal health and cellular metabolism, skin rejuvenation. And I think red light therapy is one of the things I want to introduce my viewers to and my listeners to the most. So it's easy to do, and I've been doing it regularly. Tell me about your background. How did you get into red light?
Yeah, so my background is in physical therapy, graduated in 2016 from the University of Montana. And shortly after that, it was unintended, but a series of events led me to start my own cash-based PT practice because I was being handcuffed by the insurances. So I wasn't really being able to treat the patients how I felt was most effective and most efficacious. So that's why I went the cash-based model. And so the subsequent couple of years, I just picked up a lot of different holistic treatments, including dry needling, cupping, blood flow restriction training, and most recently, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and of course, red light therapy. But it wasn't until a red light therapy book popped up on Amazon as a recommendation, I was like, I gotta read this. It's got 5 stars, lots of ratings. There must be something behind this. So I read the book. It's Red Light Therapy by Ari Witten. And it's really well written. It explains the mechanisms of actions, how red light therapy works. But then there's robust evidence and research showing how red light therapy can help everything from skin health, hair health, eye health, heart, energy levels, thyroid, sleep. And it goes on and on and on. And that's because red light therapy treats the mitochondria, which we can get into. And the mitochondria are in every single cell inside your body, outside red blood cells. Not just one mitochondria, there's hundreds to thousands per cell. And it's the mitochondria that respond to the red and near infrared light that makes up red light therapy. And so that's why you can see the effects on so many different levels with so many different issues and diseases. It's because you're treating the root cause of dysfunctional mitochondria. And so it was that book that I read that was the aha moment. I looked at the market to see what was available, and it was either very expensive products that, looking at the specs, didn't seem to justify the price. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you have very cheap products that probably offer cheaper results. You don't know what the safety is with EMFs and light flicker and that kind of thing. So there was this massive void where if someone could come in and offer a superior product for a more affordable price, I think the demand was going to be there, and it has been there. So that's what BioLight has set out to do, is kind of fill that void, make a superior product for a more affordable price so that more people can have the healing benefits of red light therapy.
And do you think we need to have full body BioLight therapy with red light, or can you really just truly focus on your face and get these benefits delivered to the mitochondria of the whole body?
So there's some research supporting that you can get systemic benefits from treating an isolated area, but you're going to get the best effects by specifically treating where you want to see results. So if you really want the systemic benefits of red light therapy, which offers anti-inflammatory properties, pro-circulatory, and boosting the mitochondria, then you really do want to do full body. So if you want to get results, let's say in your stomach or back or legs, you're not really going to see a lot treating your face. And it just wouldn't be worth your time or energy. If those were your goals, it's going to behoove you to really go with a full body model if you want the systemic effects.
Definitely. And then red light therapy can stimulate your collagen, elastin production. It can repair damage from ultraviolet rays and even promote your wound healing. In terms of anti-aging, is there a regimen that you think that we should be following, like a daily basis? How many minutes every day? How many times every week?
So it's kind of funny you ask that, because for anti-aging skincare, that's one of the lowest dosage protocols that I have found, meaning it takes the fewest amount of joules of light energy to achieve the results you're looking for. And it's easy to overdo it or because we get in this mindset of more is better. So for example, anti-aging skin treatment is about 18 inches away, which most protocols are closer to 6 to 12, but it's 18 inches, and it's anywhere from a couple of minutes to 3 minutes maybe with red light only, because you don't want to use near-infrared because near-infrared penetrates deeper than the skin. So if you're going for anti-aging skin, you only want to treat with red light. So juxtapose that 18 inches in about 2 to 3 minutes. And we can say about anywhere from 2 to 4, maybe 5 days a week for anti-aging skin results. Compare that to, let's say, sleep or anxiety and depression, where you want near infrared only because you're trying to affect the brain and you want to get through the skull. You want that as close to your skull as possible. So anywhere from, if you have a handheld device that doesn't emit any EMF, you can put that directly on your skin. Or if you're using a panel closer to 6 inches, then you want to do closer to 8 to 10 minutes. Again, about 3 to 4, maybe 5 days a week.
And is it synergistic when you couple that with topical treatments? Are there topical products that you would recommend to use while doing your red light therapy? I love to do a good nighttime regimen. I've been having trouble using red light therapy because it's a little bit blinding when I want to try multitask and get my emails done at the same time, which is probably bad to have blue light from my computer and red light from the red light therapy. But do you have an idea for that?
As far as using red light for
night. In combination with, and at nighttime, if you're going to put your skincare regimen on, are you going to put your skincare on first and then do red light therapy?
So I guess there's multiple schools of thought there. People ask me quite often if they can wear their lotions or creams while doing the red light therapy. And in essence, you want your skin to be as clear of anything as possible, because if you have creams or lotions on, that could cause the light to refract more, meaning you're not going to absorb as much light as you intend, and you're not going to have as good of penetration with the light. So I would do red light therapy first with clean skin and then apply whatever anti-aging skin products that you like to use. We do have, my company has a skin cream that was specifically designed to enhance the absorption of light by using photodynamic amino acids, C60, shungite, and turmeric, and geranium rose, and more. So that would be the only cream that I would want people to use in combination with red light therapy, because the ingredients are specifically to enhance the treatments. Otherwise, if you're using other creams or lotions or serums, again, you could have issues with the light diffraction, which would inhibit some of the light absorption you're going for.
So, and then in terms of blue light and red light simultaneously, does that neutralize the effect if I'm sitting at the laptop and trying to do some multitasking?
Definitely. So it neutralizes it especially for your eyes, which is important, because if you're working at your computer or phone at night, of course the phone's only emitting blue light. So if you balance that with the red, you're going to help decrease melatonin inhibition that you're getting from the blue light. So the red light does counterbalance the blue light. So what I do as a little hack is I put some red light therapy device near my computer screen. So it's the red light's being directed at me, maybe not directly at my eyes, but in the general vicinity. So my eyes are picking up some red light to counterbalance the blue light. But of course, I also wear blue light blockers. So kind of saving my eye health.
That's very important. I definitely do that as well. In terms of overall metabolism, have you found that it does improve weight loss, fat loss?
Yeah. So there's some, while the research isn't as robust for fat loss, there is some showing that it does help fat, quote unquote, droplets leave your fat cells more readily than if you were to not do red light therapy. I would be hard pressed to say that you can do spot treatment, because there's basically no research to show you can spot treat with red light therapy. But if you use red light therapy in combination with exercise, or especially if you use red light therapy in a fasted state and then exercise, there is some evidence showing that you can accelerate the fat loss and weight loss if you do that consistently and with proper dosages. And as far as exercise performance and athletic performance and muscular performance, same thing. If you use red light therapy prior to exercise, you're actually going to precondition your muscles. You're going to improve oxygenation. You're going to improve energy production in those muscles. So you're actually going to be more ready to carry out that exercise. You're going to have more energy. And also, you're going to recover more quickly because, again, your mitochondria are going to have more energy going into the bout of exercise. So it's going to have more energy post-exercise to recover. So you shouldn't be as sore and you should be more ready for your next bout of exercise, whether that's the next day or the day after that.
And our mitochondria really dictate how fast we age and our overall health. And that's kind of this mitochondrial theory of aging. What are your thoughts on how red light is influencing our mitochondrial aging?
So yeah, to your first point about mitochondria playing a role in our age, there's basically no doubt that that's the case. And Dr. Doug Wallace, who is the premier mitochondrial researcher in the world, has gone on record multiple times saying that mitochondrial dysfunction is aging. So in another way, it's the more healthy you can keep your mitochondria, you will mitigate or slow down the aging process. So there's no doubt about that. So anything you can do to optimize your mitochondria, you are going to help slow down or mitigate the aging process. And that's basically what all the photobiomodulation research is on, the fancy word for red light therapy, is the mechanism of action is you're increasing energy production in the mitochondria, you're reducing inflammation, and you're improving circulation. So those three things alone do a lot for your body, but specifically optimizing your mitochondrial health, you're just keeping your batteries recharged more often. So your body's going to have more energy to carry out all the cellular activities, metabolic activities on a daily level. But it's when we expose ourselves to toxins, whether that's air, sound, light, food, nutrition, lack of exercise, when we compound all of these toxins, more and more mitochondria become dysfunctional. And that means those mitochondria are less efficient at producing energy, which is important because just like our cells go through repair, regeneration, breakdown, so do our mitochondria. And when our mitochondria is dysfunctional, they don't have enough energy to do the proper recycling, meaning just like there's autophagy, that cleanup of cell debris, there's mitophagy, or the cleanup of basically senescent or poorly working mitochondria. And again, when we have too many dysfunctional mitochondria, there's not enough energy to clean up the other dysfunctional mitochondria that should be recycled. So you're actually replicating dysfunctional mitochondria. So the more dysfunctional mitochondria you replicate, the less and less efficient your cells and your tissues and your organs are using energy efficiently. And that's where we see all these diseases and cancers and metabolic issues like obesity and diabetes and blood pressure issues and cholesterol and Alzheimer's and on and on and on. And it all comes down to your energy status in your cell, which comes down to how functional are your mitochondria or how few dysfunctional mitochondria do you have?
And how does that correlate, you think, with our centromeres? And as our centromeres age also in our cells, they break down the replication process and become less efficient as well. What's the correlation there? Is there one with red light, mitochondria, and centromeres?
I haven't read anything specific to that. But again, I think they would kind of go hand in hand with the fact that if you have too many dysfunctional mitochondria.
And telomeres too.
Telomeres. Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying. I haven't seen anything where there's that direct correlation, but just like your body is very holistic, they're not separate entities. One affects the other and vice versa. If your energy levels are deficient, then I would hazard to guess that your telomeres are going to be negatively impacted. If you have dysfunctional mitochondria, you're spilling out a lot of free radicals, which can cause a lot of oxidation, inflammation, which would have negative impacts on your telomere as well. So I think they kind of do go hand in hand, but that's not to say that there's been specific research on it, at least not that I've seen.
What kind of supplements are you taking to improve mitochondrial health? In addition to, you know, red light therapy, are there oral supplements that you can take as well?
Specific to mitochondria, yeah, there's a couple from Quiksilver. There's one that's called The One that is specifically for mitochondria. I forget what the ingredients are on the top of my head. I think there is some, I don't know if it's NMR, NMN, or there's definitely some different types of resveratrol in there.
So or NAD, I've read about NAD.
Yep, NAD as well from Quiksilver. And then in general, I'm outside in the morning grounding, meaning barefoot on the ground facing the sunrise. So watching the sun come above the horizon, which is free red light therapy, because when the sun rises and the sun sets, that's when you get the highest ratio of red and near infrared light versus when the sun's at the top of the of its phase, you're going to get more full spectrum, more UV light. So watching the sun rise and watching the sun set is free red light therapy for your eyes and for your body. So I do that in complementary or in concert with grounding. I try to take breaks throughout the day, let's say a little 5 or 10 minute break to get some sun exposure. Especially being up in Montana, I take my shirt off as much as possible to get as much sunlight exposure and that vitamin D synthesis. But other supplements just include other anti-inflammatories or things that are good for your eyes and skin in general, like astaxanthin and turmeric, mm-hmm. and some organ supplements that include like heart, liver, kidney, spleen from organic grass-fed cows in New Zealand. So just getting nutrients. Otherwise, meditation, because I think stress plays a major role on our entire body, and it can certainly wreck your mitochondria mm-hmm. by increasing inflammation and cortisol levels.
And then
so those are the main ones.
Those are the main ones. In terms of resetting your melatonin, red light therapy is so important as well for that hormone, melatonin made by your pineal gland. So how does red light therapy change your sleep patterns?
So depending on how you use it, and this is a good talking point, because when you start using red light therapy, you're going to find that you're either quite energized or quite relaxed and almost sedated by it. So if you're looking to use red light therapy to improve your sleep, I would advocate that people try it at least a couple hours or a few hours prior to bed, just to make sure you don't energize yourself too much before going to bed. But essentially, if you use red light therapy early in the morning and then late at night, relative to if you get excited or relaxed by red light therapy, then you're going to be simulating the sunrise and the sunset, which should theoretically help normalize that circadian rhythm and just get your body in tune with the normal diurnal pattern that we should all be accustomed to. But like you and I have alluded to, we're so used to being indoors, out of the sunlight, kind of just bombarding our eyes and body with blue light at night. So really we're this country, really this world, we're getting to this massive kind of almost pandemic, if you want to call it that, of malillumination, where we're not getting enough full spectrum sunlight, which includes red and near infrared light. And then we're getting the wrong kind of light because we're sitting in front of computer screens, which is just pure blue light. And then we're getting it typically at the wrong time, meaning we're really on our cell phones and tablets and computers late at night, which inhibits melatonin production, increases cortisol levels, which is the arousal hormone. So we're actually doing a double whammy on our biology when, like we've alluded to, a normalized circadian rhythm will do a lot of good for your body. So there would be no reason to have a red light therapy product if we weren't so deficient in red and near infrared light, because we're always indoors and we're never exposing our body to the full spectrum sunlight. And the sunlight has been improperly demonized as this thing we need to keep our body away from. So we put hats on, we put sunglasses on, we cover our bodies in clothing, mm-hmm. and toxic suntan or sunscreens, and our body's never getting exposed to the nutrients of full spectrum sunlight. And so that's really where you could argue a lot of these present day health issues and maladies are coming from, is from this concept of malillumination. So to answer your question, by using red light therapy, especially morning and evening, you're giving your body the red and near infrared light it's not receiving. And by doing it at those specific times, again, you're helping normalize that circadian rhythm.
Yeah, I saw you had a quote that said that bad light was the same as bad nutrition, basically. I think that's so true. Bad light is equals bad nutrients. If you don't put good energy in, you're really going to change your biofunction. So it really is evolutionary change. Like in the last 50 years, what humans have done to their bodies is so different from what we have evolved with as a species, being outdoors, watching the sunrise and sunset, having agricultural society, and now very civilized with like just controlled light all the time. I definitely think that more people should try red light. What's the best way to incorporate like a beginner into red light therapy? Just getting a small little panel that you use for a desktop, probably.
Yeah, people either like a handheld portable device if you're just looking to treat your face, or just small spots treatments. If you want to treat a larger area of your body, then get the next size up, the tabletop model that you're alluding to. But it also just completely depends on what you're trying to treat. If it is skin conditions, let's say your face or your back or what have you, that's going to necessitate a certain size. Again, if you want the full body systemic effects of red light therapy, then of course that's going to necessitate a full body panel. So it really just depends on what the person's financial situation is and then what they want to treat.
So one thing that I see a lot on Instagram these days is talking about infrared and saunas. Can you explain a little bit about how infrared and saunas are different from red light and near light therapy, near infrared?
Yeah, that's a good question because I get that question quite often. And so for infrared saunas, those are typically mid infrared and far infrared light, meaning longer wavelengths than near infrared and red light. And that's why you get these great detox benefits, cardiovascular benefits, increase in heat shock protein, growth hormone, stem cells sometimes with infrared saunas, is because it's penetrating deeper into your body. But the mitochondria doesn't have a chromophore for accepting mid-infrared and far-infrared light. So you're not going to be directly affecting the mitochondria with infrared saunas. And some saunas say they have like full spectrum infrared, or they include near infrared, but predominantly it's going to be mid and far infrared. Whereas red light therapy, like we've talked about, the red and the near infrared is going to directly stimulate the mitochondria. So you're going to get those mitochondrial benefits. So when people are asking if they should invest in an infrared sauna or red light therapy, well, that's like apples and oranges. In a perfect world, mm-hmm. I would want people to be incorporating both on a consistent basis. But then at the end of the day, if you have to choose one, well, what would you want to treat more, or what is your health condition necessitate? Do you need the detox? Do you need the cardiovascular benefits? Or do you need to treat your mitochondria, optimize your mitochondria, improve your circulation throughout your body, or reduce inflammation? So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of infrared saunas versus red light therapy.
I think that the general public is so behind on this whole concept of mitochondrial aging, and there's so much learning to do with it. What are your thoughts in terms of other new frontiers, stem cells, or other things besides mitochondrial aging that are going to be trending? I feel like this year has been a big year for red light therapy. Last year too, it's been trending and more popular. So anything coming up next?
That was a good question. I just had a gentleman on who was talking about stem cell therapy. And the more and more I hear about it and learn about it, that seems to be a landscape that's going to be, it's already booming, but I think it's going to continue to boom more and more, because it does give people the opportunity to heal from injuries or other health maladies without needing, let's say, back surgery or shoulder surgery. The gentleman who was on, his name is George Matthews. He gave me some anecdotal stories of how there was full rotator cuff tears, meaning your muscle is not even attached to itself anymore. But with stem cell therapy, after, what was it, 2 or 3 months, the muscle was completely attached and normal, no surgery necessary. And I've just heard of other people who have had aches and pains from injuries, let's say back when they're playing high school football, whether it's their knee or their back or their hip, they do stem cell therapy, and in due time, that pain is completely gone. No other surgery necessary. So I think there's going to be more and more applications that are accepted for stem cell therapy. I think there's a lot of misnomers or kind of myths surrounding it. But I think as it becomes more accepted and people understand how it works, how safe it is, how effective it is, how it's non-invasive relative to, let's say, a back surgery or a shoulder surgery, I think it's going to be more and more well accepted. And the more well accepted it is, and as the technology gets older, if you will, it'll become more affordable. So I think that's definitely going to be a frontier to watch for the years to come.
Is it possible to overdose yourself on red light therapy, where too much exposure can make you produce more reactive oxygen species or nitrous oxide? Talk about like what's the right amount and what's too much.
Yeah, so just like anything, you can have too much of a good thing. You can overexercise, you can overeat, you can overdrink water, you can fast for too long. So there's always this area where you want to fine tune your treatments. And it's this concept I talk about a lot called the biphasic dose response, which is kind of like a bell curve, where on the left side of the curve, your dosage is too low, so you're not going to see the results. And on the flip side, where I think most people are, where they overtreat, like you're saying, again, you're not going to get the results. But red light therapy is very, very safe. So a lot of the, let's say, negative side effects of red light therapy is maybe you get a little tired or a headache, or some people might get nauseous, but those are very, very few and far between. Typically, the negative side effects of overtreating is you're just not going to get the benefits or results you're looking for. So people may be using red light therapy, and it's like, gee whiz, I've been using it, like you've told me, for 2 months, and I haven't seen my pain go down, or I haven't seen my skin improve. Well, more than likely they're overtreating or undertreating, but probably overtreating. So they're not seeing the results they're looking for. So that's why I developed that protocol ebook, which has a handful of protocols based on the research, so people can fine tune their treatments. Because like we talked about before, anti-aging skin is a much lower dosage treatment compared to trying to optimize your thyroid health or sleep or anxiety, depression. So that's a good thing for people to be aware of. And as I explained in the ebook as well, if you're not seeing results that you want to see within a couple of weeks, unless you're dealing with serious issues like chronic pain or other brain issues, which take more time, then you need to reassess your dosage and either increase it or decrease it. Do that for a couple of weeks, see if you notice any changes. Because with red light therapy, it's really an N equals one game. Just like we were talking about with the circadian rhythm, some people get energized, some people get relaxed. Same mm-hmm. thing with the dosages. It's not a one size fits all. You need to utilize the red light therapy, see if you notice the benefits or any effects, and then adjust your protocol or your treatments as necessary.
I've been using the BioLite at home, the one you were so kind to send me one, and I've been loving it. It's really easy to use. And I think you definitely feel a sense of well-being after you use it. It's very weird. It's almost like you're sitting in a sunset glow. But it's a really nice feeling. It's easy to incorporate into your routine. And I think the more I do it, the more I love the benefits of it. But I'm definitely so interested in this whole concept of how our mitochondria have chromophores, and how it's almost like the chlorophyll of a plant, but this is the human version of it. And that we really can't ignore that humans need light, and sunlight is so important for overall health and just for recharging our fuel, our battery. So I think that hopefully more research will be done on this to show, you know, the importance of mitochondrial health. Is there anything else that you recommend we do for better mitochondrial aging and anti-aging?
Yeah. And I think most of it's free. It's any way you can get free electrons, because that's what the mitochondria is doing, is shuttling all your electrons through the electron transport chain in the mitochondria to produce that ATP and the energy. So anything you can do to increase the amount of electrons you can take into your body will optimize your mitochondria. So things like the grounding or sun gazing in the morning and evening, red light therapy, getting exposure to full spectrum sunlight on a consistent basis, and then optimizing your nutrition. And that doesn't necessarily mean going on a fad diet, but eating foods that are going to nourish your body. Because like I just talked to Dr. Tyler Jean, I interviewed him yesterday.
And yeah, he's great.
He had a good analogy. It's like people can say and are eating, let's say, some nice organic and healthy food, But if your body's not absorbing it, if your gut's not absorbing it, then you're not nourishing your body. So, I mean, that's where gut health comes into play. And so that's where fasting can come in and play a role as well. A consistent intermittent fasting or a fast mimicking diet, or if your body's able to, doing a 1 or 2 or 3 day fast, that'll help heal the body in so many ways in the gut and in the mitochondria. So a lot of the things that people can do to optimize their mitochondria are free, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And that's a lot of, that's what people should be doing. Those are kind of the foundationals, grounding, sun, nutrition, and then water, structure water, or do hydrogen rich water. Those will both be anti-inflammatory and help your mitochondria. But do those things first before you start looking at, let's say, even red light therapy technology or all these supplements. You need to take care of the foundations first.
Yeah.
Make sure you have those taken care of, and then go to the next level with these different supplements and therapies or technologies.
Are you drinking hydrogenated water?
Yeah.
Which brand do you like?
So I'm using hydrogen tablets from Quiksilver again.
Okay.
And so I do a couple of tablets in the morning, a couple of tablets in the evening.
And are you fasting too? A little intermittent fasting as well. Do you do longer fasts, like 2 or 3 day fasts?
I haven't recently, but I have done, I used to be in this really fasting mode where I would fast every Monday for 24 hours at least. And then I would do some 48 hour fasts. And at one point I did it was a 5 or 7 day water fast.
Oh, wow.
But that's definitely something I want to incorporate more consistently, is the 24, 48 hour fasts, maybe once or twice a month. But in general, my eating window is 6 to 8 hours. So I'm getting at least a 16 to 18 hour fast pretty much every day.
That's awesome. Should we be teaching this to younger people? It seems like we all start worrying about anti-aging when we hit our 30s, 40s, 50s and beyond, but maybe we really should be doing this in our 20s where we... I mean, mm-hmm. In your 20s, you are out in the sun. Hopefully you're picnicking and out in the sun on the beach and getting your sunset and your sunrise. But definitely you start thinking more as you notice aging changes. But maybe we wouldn't have tiredness and adult feelings of fatigue if we actually started treating our mitochondria right in our 20s.
I think you'd even see like a compound benefit, meaning the earlier you start, you're going to get that compound benefit down the line. So if you started, you know, if you're 28 instead of 30, or 26 or 25 instead of 28, I think you get more and more massive gains the earlier you started. So I definitely think the more we can teach the younger generations, it's going to greatly benefit them.
Well, I definitely recommend everyone should read Dr. Mike's BioLite ebook, because it's chock full of knowledge. I was so impressed with the amount of research that you put into so many different areas and the proper therapy, the amount of light that's needed for different treatments. So that's a really good resource for everybody. And we did a previous podcast, which you guys can also look up on our Beauty Bites podcast, a little bit more about the basics of red light. And today we focused a lot more on mitochondrial aging, which is kind of like one of my new focuses this year is going to be to improve my telomeres, my mitochondria, and try to work on that from the inside out. So thanks so much for joining me on the podcast today. Where can everybody find you on your handles?
Yeah. So the red light therapy company is BioLite. That would be BioLite.shop on Instagram. My PT practice is Proactive. Well, it's _proactive.health_. Mm-hmm. And then check out the website, same thing, BioLite.shop. And yeah, I'm very responsive. So if you send a direct message through Instagram or email, I'm very responsive, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions and educate, because for me, that's what it's all about.
I love it. Well, you have to come visit me when you're in Los Angeles. I definitely invite you to come over and hang out and kind of see what we're doing with skincare and anti-aging on other frontiers. And such a good conversation. I want everyone to treat their bodies better and bathe yourself in glorious red light.
I'll be down in LA in a couple months, so I'll swing on by. We'll make it happen.
Okay, that'd be great. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing antioxidants, sunscreen that's mineral-based, which you still got to use a little sunscreen in the middle of all that sun. And Retin-A vitamins, biostimulators, brand new stem cell growth factory. You got to check it out. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.